You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. Happy New Year. I'm so excited to be here. This is our first show of 2024. We made it. This is show number 174. I was just speaking with Sam behind the scenes, and I can't believe that this little, I call it the little show that could, the show that I started on a whim and just followed my intuition and my gut to do this. I can't believe we're actually marking 174 episodes. And because of the listeners and viewers and supporters, we are still here. So happy New Year. Happy 2024. I hope everyone is happy, safe, and doing well and starting up what they're looking to start up in 2024. I hope you've had rest and rejuvenation, and I'm just wishing everyone a lot of success this year. And I'm actually really, really jazzed because this is my birthday month. So in 2 weeks, exactly 2 weeks from today is my birthday, we'll be on the air with some amazing entrepreneurs, and I'll be coming to you live from Park City, Utah. I'm actually headed to Utah today to do a little pre-gaming and a couple meetings, and then I will be back there during the Sundance Film Festival. So you guys can check us live. I'll be in the snow. We had a good time there, but today we want to start the show off right with our first guest, Alice Chun. Alice, how's it going? Welcome to The Startup.
Hi, nice to meet you, Monica. It's pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Nice to meet you. And we're so glad you're our first guest of 2024. So welcome to LA Talk Radio.
Fantastic.
So go ahead and why don't you introduce yourself and tell everybody exactly who you are and what a little bit about yourself and your brand.
So I'm Alice Minsu Chun. I'm the CEO of a company called Solite Design. I'm an inventor, and I basically used to be a professor in architecture at Columbia University. My research was in solar energy because when my son was born with asthma, we would be going to the doctor's office all the time. And I'd noticed so many kids with asthma and so many more kids having asthma than when I was a kid. And so there's a saying, a worried mom does better research than the FBI.
So I've never heard that. That was sounds me. About right.
Yeah. And after the research, I found that 1 out of 4 kids have asthma in New York City and in every urban context because of pollution from buildings. Buildings create 75% of the pollution that goes into the air that we breathe, and it's in, you know, a detriment to our family's health, our children's health, the planet's health. So I decided to focus on solar energy because of that. And after witnessing natural disasters going more rampantly after the Haiti earthquake in 2010, I was teaching at Columbia University, and I decided to step in and say, let's try to help. Let's do something. I can't just sit by anymore. Let's try. And when we did the research on Haiti, it's basically the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and only 5% of the country was electrified. 10 million people living in extreme poverty, and they were using kerosene at night, which is a deadly toxic fuel, and they were spending up to 30% of their income. And if you're living on $3 a day and you're spending a dollar on a candle or kerosene, if I could invent a solar light, use the solar technology. I'm Korean and grew up doing origami. Okay. And my mother taught me origami, and I based a new type of solar light on the origami balloon. And this is called the Solar Puff, which is, it's flat packs and it kind of looks like a polygon. There's the solar panel, and then it pops open into a beautiful cube. And I'm a material specialist. I researched a lot of different materials, and basically you can see this, there's a triaxial weave here. And that weave is what's giving this material strength so that it can keep the shape of the cube, but it's also soft enough that it can flat pack easily. And so you can ship hundreds of these in a box versus, you know, at the time there was, this one has different colors.
That one's really cool. It's got disco energy.
Yeah. And actually the colored therapy helps with PTSD therapy. And I had, this past year, 2023, this time last year, I was in Ukraine in Kyiv, delivering thousands of these colored lights to children in hospitals, because so many children have been traumatized by the war. They're orphaned. They've witnessed their families being shot and killed. I met many children who had lost their legs and arms from bombings. And what was amazing is that, you know, you wouldn't blame them for being filled with hate and resentment. But yeah, these kids were so resilient, and they were so grateful and kind and happy to receive these gifts, and just elated. And they all use them as nightlights. And it basically, because the Russians have been bombing all of the power stations, there's power outages all the time, all throughout Ukraine. And, you know, all kids, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the dark too. And these lights, the colored lights, help calm the nervous system. It relieves anxiety. It helps them sleep. And that's what I was doing just 1 year ago. I was in Ukraine. And then since then, this past year, I went to Turkey after the earthquake in Turkey. There were thousands of kids in tents. They were going to school in tents. And the most important thing that I do as an inventor and also a teacher is that this is a solar panel. And I try to tell the kids that this gets its energy from the sun, and the sun is the most powerful source of energy that comes to the earth every day. But the light of your heart and the light of your mind is even more powerful than the sun, and that they have to keep fighting with that light. Mm. Don't fight with your fists. Fight with that light inside, which is always with you wherever you go in the world. Every day, it's with you. Wow. And you need to empower yourself. So it's more, not so much about the product, mm-hmm. but our mission is to really help people in need and make lives better as much as we can. We're a small company, but I really believe that we should do the right thing whenever we can. Mm-hmm. And so since inception, we started the company in 2015. And since then, we've impacted over 1 million lives worldwide.
Wow.
But last year, it's just been incredible, because there's been two wars, yeah. so many natural disasters that are just, you know, multiplying every year. So anyway, I've been very blessed, though, to be able to help whenever we can. And we just launched a new product, which is called the Megapuff.
Oh,
this is a much bigger product. So this is the solar panel of the smaller one, and this is the bigger one. And this one also,
she's got an alarm.
This one also charges a phone, and this
really,
this also flat packs.
Oh my god!
And there's a USB-C here, and you can charge your phone on the go.
Wow.
And we just launched that this past year. We did very well. And it's, you know, people in the United States love our products for camping, outdoors. They're, you know, going to the beach. Power outages. There's been a 60% increase in power outages in the United States alone. Hmm. And now, you know, our mission, though, is whenever a disaster strikes, we do what we can to help get light to those in need, because children and women, especially after a natural disaster, are at high risk and the most vulnerable, because you get human trafficking, yeah. you get assault, you get kidnappings, especially, you know, imagine a a child that's lost their parents, they're, you know, wandering around, you know, these kids are so vulnerable at that point of being taken. And so having light for girls and women, especially what I learned in Haiti is in the tent camps, if a woman has a light and on her way to the bathroom, that's gonna keep her from getting assaulted, because you know, you can't point the finger at someone that you can't see.
What a beautiful mission. I mean, you are starting the year for us and this show by being the change we want to see in the world and being an entrepreneur, but being a mom first and coming up with a product, an answer to a question, a solution to a problem out of your own kind of just, you know, your own journey. And now look where it's going. I mean, you're lighting up the world literally and figuratively. So I'm so grateful that you're our first guest this year.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is welcome. It's an honor. It's an honor.
We're going to have you back. And I want to know more about how we can get our hands on these lights, how people can support you, and what is the next step? Like, how can we get the word out even more?
Well, this is such a great opportunity. And, you know, it's because of people like you that are, you know, also inspiring to me, that you're able to create these stories that can be shared with the public and across, you know, across the world, really. And I'm really grateful for that opportunity. So, I mean, just by being here and having this dialogue with you and the opportunity to share, you know, a lot of people don't even realize that, you know, half the majority of the world don't have electricity, and that we're very fortunate in the United States that, yes, you know, everyone has power and water and homes. But in any case, I think it's so important to share this information and knowledge, and also just give people hope, because it's not just about selling a product for us. It's really about sharing the story of empowerment.
Amen. Now give us your link. Where can people go and support the empowerment and
purchase the word? Yeah. Our website is solight-design, solight-design.com. And you can buy our lights for your home, for your garden, for camping, for gifts. It's during the holiday seasons. A lot of people love them for stocking stuffers. And if you want to give a light, we also have a Give a Light page dedicated to all of the humanitarian missions that we're involved in. Everything from the Navajo Indian tribe, where in Utah, there's 300,000 American Indians living on a reservation, and only 60% has running water and electricity. And that's in the United States.
That's in the U.S. We have a lot of work to do, Alice. I'm going to connect with you and your agent offline. I'm going to South Africa at the late end of the month.
Oh, wow.
Endemic project. Yeah, my third installation. And I want to talk to you about taking some lights with me.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, let's spread the word. And there's another thing I'm doing in Puerto Rico too. So we'll have to talk offline, girlfriend. But
absolutely. Absolutely. I've been to Puerto Rico so many times. I love Puerto Rico. It's an amazing place. And they've been so devastated with hurricanes over and over and over again. Yes. I've been there many times to deliver lights there.
You're wonderful. I'm just, thank you for being who you are and jumping off this year in our show with this energy. And you're coming back. I'm going to give you a longer segment next time, because I know you have so many adventures and you're just such a can-do woman and so smart. Awesome.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much, Monique. It's
depending on where I am.
And I like your glasses.
Thank you, love. Thank
girls
you.
Girls with glasses we have to support each other.
Anyway. Well, I gotta step up my game. I mean, you're making patents over here and traveling. Thank you for being here, you guys. This was Alice Chun, and let's support these lights, and we will put the link on our social media and tag you, and we'll have you back soon. Thanks for being
here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys, that was Alice Chun, and she's got an amazing light that can help people all around the world be safer, And it's better for the environment, and it came from something, you know, a passion project. So that is right there a great example of taking something in real life and making it into a tangible product. So excited. Next up, we have Kiva Naper. Kiva, what's going on? Welcome to Startup.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you? Nice to see you. Happy 2024.
Happy 2024. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Looking great. I see you, girl.
You too. I'm loving the braids. I'm doing those for South Africa at the end of the month. You're giving me like 1990s hip hop realness right now.
Yeah, everybody's been calling me like the brat and everything else.
The brat to tat tat. That's right. I love it. So you guys, we have to be full disclosure. Kiva and I are offline chatting all the time. We're working on some other things. We're really friendly, and she's just been really great and a supporter of things I'm doing. I've been supporting some of the things she's doing. And now we've got her on the show, kicking off the year. And I think you have something to announce today, Miss Thing. Don't you have an announcement?
Yeah, just a few things. I have a new company called Brooks Media, LLC, and this month we will be launching our very own magazine called The Bridge Magazine. I'm super, super, super excited. It's an online magazine, and the purpose of the magazine is to connect every facet of life. So it doesn't focus just simply on invisible illnesses as my nonprofit Beautiful Butterflies does, which is still going strong.
Yes. Yes.
So we do still have that. We are still in the community, connecting and working with those and helping and assisting those dealing with invisible illnesses. We'll never stop that. Okay. But this is something different to connect and network with those in every facet of life. So whether you want information on nutrition, whether you need inspiration, whether you want food recipes, whether you want to know about a new business, whether you want to promote your business, whether you want health tips, whether you just want to know what's going on in the community, whatever the case may be, whether you want to know about a new talk show, a new podcast, whatever the case may be, that is going to be found in The Bridge. So it will come out at the end of this month. It will be online. It will be out every month. So if you have a company or just something that you want to promote, then you can contact us at brooksmedia17@gmail.com, and we'll give you further information on how to do that. We are also doing ebooks. We are also doing all kinds of books and products that we are promoting through Brooks Media. As a matter of fact, here's one book.
Yes.
And this is a hard copy, but we also have this as an ebook online. And this particular book is called Shift to Heal, and it deals with the mindset workbook, coping with illness, but embracing healing. I believe that our first battle is in our mind. And I believe that if we deal with our thoughts, then once we deal with our thoughts and how we think, that is how we operate in healing. And so if you shift your mindset and you fight first in your mind, then you can overcome anything. You can overcome any physical, emotional, anything like that, but you have to shift your thoughts first. So this book simply has affirmations in it. It gives you things to think about when you are fighting whatever kind of illness it is. Everybody has something that they're fighting, so it's not always a diagnosis of a disease. Mm-hmm. And so whatever that dis-ease is, which is something that can attack your body, can attack your mind, whatever that case may be, whatever it is, this book is simply here to help you cope with it and embrace a new healing.
Wow. Powerful words from a powerful lady. And, you know, Kiva is very open about her journey online. She's transparent about it. And we're seeing progress with you. And you're right. It does. And I love that you picked up on the dis-ease. I heard that from Auntie Iyanla for the first time. Hmm. And it made sense to me, you know, and you're right. Anything. And it sounds at first blush, it sounds like cheesy to say, oh, do it in your mind and you can see it. But it's true. If you played sports, if you were any kind of athlete, you have to condition yourself to do it. Congratulations on the book. Let's see it again. Let's hold that up. Where can people order it? And how much, give us the price range and when is it available? You said at the end of the month?
It is available now. You can go to Yes, it's actually on Amazon.
Okay.
It's also, you can go to Simply Keva, which is my name. Keva, K-E-V-A, as you see on the screen right there, simplykeva.org, O-R-G. So if you go on simplykeva.org, you can get the hard copy. You can order that. And the hard copy is $20, but it's a nice book with a lot of good information. So you can get the hard copy or you can do the ebook and just write in your journal the different affirmations and the different exercises that are in the book to do.
This is amazing. I mean, what inspired you to just put this together? I know that you've been, you know, dealing with some things yourself, but what made you decide to just give this lesson to people and just give this gift to people?
I think it's powerful. I think it's encouraging and I think it's an inspiration to others. However, it has to start with me. I can't give other people something that I don't give myself. And I cannot pour into people if I'm empty. So I have to start with me and I have to start with my mindset. And being that I have had challenges and been dealing with an invisible illness, been dealing with lupus for 20 years. Yeah. And in that, I have learned how to fight some very, very difficult fights. So being that I go through it and I do share, I'm pretty transparent about a lot of the things that I've gone through. So yeah. Because I share, people are often asking me questions, and the best way I can help everybody is through this. So, cause I can't talk to everybody all the time without draining myself.
Right. So, keep your cup full.
keep it full because people will drain you.
Oh, so, my God. Yeah,
one
that's another conversation for another day. For boundaries,
healthy boundaries, not just boundaries, but healthy boundaries. So one way for me, and I'm an educator. So yeah. For me to naturally do what I do and authentically be who I am, boom, it was the best way to do it.
Congratulations! This is huge. And not only did you do the book, you're welcome. Is you're also doing a publishing company. Anna.org. I mean, you're just, what, you know, you're really flying here, beautiful butterfly. I mean, how's the, speaking of beautiful butterflies, give us an update in case people aren't familiar with that brand and what you guys are doing this year. Are you still doing the marathon or the jogathon or?
Absolutely. So Beautiful Butterflies is still up and kicking. We are a nonprofit lupus foundation. I'm in the triad of North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. And we're going to start off with serving on Martin Luther King Day in the community. Then we have a monthly support group. And this year we're going to go back to meeting face-to-face because we've been doing everything online. But we're going to try to meet face-to-face just to make sure we kind of bring everybody together to say, hey, you know, we need to see you and see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And make sure that we're helping those who are being challenged thrive, and anybody that's connected to them who needs resources, information, inspiration, that we're giving it to everybody in the community who's in need. And we're going to start the month of May. We're going to kick it off prior to in the month of April with our 5K lupus walk. That'll be the last Saturday in April. That'll be our 5K. In May, we're also going to have a Hoops for Lupus basketball game, charity basketball game. I'm excited about that. We're going to do a golf tournament this year. Well, yeah, I'm excited about that also. And then we always do our lupus awareness luncheon. And then we'll do something for our volunteers and major sponsors at the end of the year.
Wow, you're powerhouse over here, Keva. Do not sleep on Keva, you guys. One thing about her is she's consistent and she's always adding something to the conglomerate.
Always. So,
and you know what? I think it really trickles down, right? Because you also share about your family. You've got a beautiful mother and father, and you can tell there's this beautiful togetherness and there's this unity with their energy. I mean, I haven't met them yet, but maybe, you know, does that come from seeing your family kind of moving together and building together?
Absolutely. My parents have been married 55 years.
Wow.
And we were just talking about this. And so I have my support system is extremely strong. And I know everybody doesn't have that. So whatever I'm doing, my family covers me. I have an older brother, him and his wife, my nieces and nephews, everybody, just my cousins, family at large. I have a big family. My dad was raised, it's 10 of them. He has 10 siblings. My mom had 11 siblings. So I have a big family. So I'm never short on support, ever. Never short.
Your Christmas list must be long, girl.
Oh, no.
you start in August.
Buying gifts, my love is enough.
That's right. I heard that. Yes, there's so much going on. So what'd you say? Sorry about that.
I always have the support. So and just my family, we're very business oriented. You know, my father has always been an entrepreneur. So just watching them and how they do things in the community, and who he is and what he's done, not just on a local level, but on a national level, I have to follow in their steps and just keep that character and integrity up.
That's it. That's it. I love that. I want you to share with people where they can buy it one more time. Give us your social media handles too. We want to get the followership up.
Okay, so my website is www.simplykeva, K-E-V-A, look at the name, K-E-V-A.org. And for beautiful butterflies, it's www.mybeautifulbutterflies, that's plural, .com. Okay. And you can catch and follow all of our events and our support group on that website. Social media for me, it's Kiva_Diva1. So Kiva_Diva1. And then beautiful butterflies, you can follow us on social media. Facebook is just beautiful butterflies. And then on Instagram, it's my_BBI. And you can follow everything that we do there.
I'm excited, Kiva. Congratulations again, girlfriend. I mean, I've got books everywhere. And so I got to get yours to add to the shelf, absolutely, add to the collection. And I'm just really proud of you. This is huge.
I want to say I have a self-care ebook coming out. It'll be this week, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a self-care. It's a 15-day self-care book that will be ebook only that'll come out. So.
Yes, there's an ebook collection coming. We spoke about that. So
absolutely.
That's awesome.
I'll be dropping several within the next 30 to 45 days. I will have several ebooks coming out. I've been working.
Yes, you have. You like, this is awesome. You're just going to drop. I met another lady on the show and she was similar to you. I mean, you guys are definitely very unique in how you do stuff, but you guys get it done. She's like, yeah, I write it like almost a book every other day. I'm like, what do you mean you write a book? Like, what do you mean, lady? I'm like, where do they do that at? And what kind of coffee are you drinking? Because I need some.
Yeah.
But I guess she gets downloads. And is that kind of how you see it? You do get the table of contents first, or like
I have moments, and once I start, it's just like I'm not gonna stop till I finish.
Yeah, kind of a, I can relate to that in other stuff, like okay, let's pound it out and get done. I love seeing your face. You look really healthy and really happy, and this hairstyle is it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys say hi to Kiva and get her book. Kiva, loving you, darling, and come back too. And give us an update on some stuff, okay?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me. And congratulations to all that you're doing. And be safe in all of your travels, my friend.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. All right. That was Kiva Napper. I said her last name wrong. So sorry about that, Kiva. I should know better. I got to get it together. All right. Sam's going to be checking in for our next guest. But while we're doing that, I would like to give a shout out to our sponsors, a special shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you, Leah Solberg, for all of your years of support and love to the channel, to me, to our brands and our partnership. And I'd also like to say a special thank you to Next Level Global Solutions. Hi, how's it going over there, Shane? Shane's really doing something to change how you approach investments, how you can use sweat equity to gain shares in companies. So he's got some really important stuff to share. And he'll be back on the show soon. But just check him out at Next Level Global. I got to do it right? NextLevelGlobalSolutions.com. And he will walk you through it there. It's very simple. Just look under the about and have a look. Click on the link and watch the video tutorial, and you can go from there. Guys, next Friday, a couple announcements here. Next Friday is the celebrity gifting suite for the Emmys. Okay, so tonight is Golden Globes. Shout out to all the nominees for Golden Globes. Congratulations. Next Friday, we're doing a celebrity gifting suite in Hollywood. So it's like a lead up event, right? It's gearing up to the Emmys, which will be a week from today. So I'm excited to do that. You guys, if you have a brand or a cause, a product that you want to be placed in front of 100 celebrities, media and press, nominees, celebrity, reality stars, you know, the works, people with high followership and visibility, and that's what your brand may command, we can help you with that. You can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Also, please follow us, Cap Aquarius Media. You can also follow us at The Startup with Monique Larray on Instagram, Twitter, and all the social media pages. We're on TikTok as well. And you can follow me on my personal page. Now, I have a little business on there, but it's mostly personal posts. So if you want to see some of my personal posts, they're going to be completely different from my business posts. You can follow me at Monique Larray Stinson, and that is spelled right there. What are your New Year's choices, everybody? What are you choosing to do different or just choosing to do? As entrepreneurs, as people who are always busy with many moving parts and getting things started up, I know how overwhelming that can be. Keeping the paperwork together and receipts and the meetings and the deliverables and whatever is in your day-to-day. So I really want to encourage you guys to look into software that keeps you organized. I'm going to be plugging some software this year that I'm using that is going to be a part of our whole world that we've integrated it. So just hang tight. I've got some ideas for you. I'm always dropping knowledge when I get it. I'll be posting things on social media to give you guys some ideas as well. And we always want to just be doing better, right? And working smarter, not harder. So hang tight for that. I'll be posting a lot of quotes. But there is a lot of great talent out there. I'm very excited. And a lot of you might know this as I'm navigating through my MBA program at Pepperdine. I'm learning a lot of new things that I've never seen, I've never had experience with. And it's been quite the challenge this last year. I got to tell you, it really has been hard, but I'm grateful to still be going and still be learning. So as I learn, I'll share, of course, what I can. I can't give you guys the course, but I can share little tidbits and things. And I think that that's the goal for me, is more balance this year and in all things, not just in business, in my personal life, in my personal time, and relationships. Okay. So as entrepreneurs, we have to be taking care of ourselves, because at the end of last year, I got really burned out and it wasn't good. So make sure you're taking care of yourself and you're balancing. And I'm going to practice what I am preaching here on Sunday. So that's good. What else? We have some more announcements. Okay. We've got Sundance Week coming up. We're going to go out to Sundance again. I'll be there on my birthday if all goes well. We're going to have a street team. We're going to have those little swag bags, you know, up and down the street, giving them out that kind of look like this. Probably won't be as big with the brands and packaging and, you know, some of the products and entrepreneurs that we love to promote and that support us. So I'm going to be there networking for the pandemic film this time. So the Pandemic Project documentary is going to be available for streaming in Q1 of 2024. All of the sponsors and investors already have seen a preliminary preview of the 90-minute film. They got that at the end of last year. And so it will be ready to be released to the public for streaming. So you have to get your credit card out and purchase the stream. I mean, I've worked on this for the last 3 years, guys. I was out there during the pandemic, putting myself at risk. And I hope that you guys enjoy what I bring to your screen. It is definitely a labor of love, but I'm very proud of just getting it done in an almost impossible time in our history. So the next film that I am going to be networking and hustling around is the Pandemic film, which is the second installation to the first docu-trilogy that I've created, right? So the Pandemic film is the American version. The Pandemic Project documentary is the American version. The Pandemic film is the international version. We went to 40 plus countries. And now the Endemic Project, which I'm finishing in South Africa at the end of this month, is the third and final. So we're getting there. So it takes time, but thank you for your patience. And if you want to look at the 10-time selected and award-winning trailer for the Pandemic Project documentary, you can go to YouTube and just type in the Pandemic Project documentary official trailer. I broke all the rules. You're only supposed to have about 2.5, 3 minutes for a film trailer. I did it in 7 minutes and 47 seconds. I extended it. It's a big topic. We went everywhere. And so I wanted to highlight that. So I hope you enjoy it. A lot of people do and have. So there you go. All right, Sam, hopefully we've got someone waiting in the wings. We've got two more fabulous people coming in for the show. I'm hoping that they are making it. I know one is in Chicago. Actually, I think a couple of them are in Chicago and there's a blizzard going on. Okay, so let's see what else we can cover. We also, after that, we'll have the Grammys week. I have to check and see if we're still doing Grammys week in February, but I think it's February 2nd, as far as I know. And so I will give you guys an update. All right. So it looks like our next guest is out in the cold. So we're going to shift a little here. Let's go ahead and go over the Endemic Project for a little bit, okay? The Endemic Project is basically the cause and effect of the pandemic. So we're looking at different things like supply chain, pandemic pregnancies, right? Pandemic babies, pandemic divorces, pandemic marriages. We're looking at just the cause and effect of everything that, you know, things slowing down, people, you know, starting businesses and changing careers and leaving things that didn't serve them any longer, right? So there's some positive stuff that has come out of the pandemic for a lot of people around the world and some things that were not so positive, but here we are. And we are looking at that in a post-endemic phase. So that film will be a combination of the US and other countries. So the first one was strictly US. The second one was strictly international. And then the third one is sprinkled in. So I hope you guys really do enjoy that. It's something that was almost impossible to do. You know, there was times where I was jumping from one country to the next and the requirements are different, right? You're in the middle of a once in 100 year event and somebody didn't get the paperwork or, you know, the COVID test was expired by 2 hours because you are in a different time. So, I mean, there's just the craziness that we went through and you get to see it because I have footage that a lot of people don't have. So I'm really excited to get that to you guys. Great. So I also want to highlight Sundance. If you guys are filmmakers or producers or anybody that would like to team up with us and, you know, be part of the street team and come out, we'd love to have you. Please email us. You can do that at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And we would love to see what we can do, partner up. I'm excited for a few brands this year, guys. I usually do a little, you know, what's in the bag after the event. But there's one brand here that I'm really excited about. It's a skin elixir. So it's made from okra. This person is they work, you know, in the lab, ophthalmologist. Okay. I had to say that, enunciate that correctly. They're an ophthalmologist and it's made out of okra. It's a wrinkle filler. You know, I live in the OC now, so everybody loves to get their hand on good skincare. It's called Zocular. And they're going to be doing some things with us coming up. I'm really excited about this product because if you have, let's say that you have a wound, you can actually put this on there and it will help with the pain. So excited for new products like this. I also want to give you guys a highlight on our friend over at Everyday Soul Dances, Elaine Holm. She was on, she ended our year, our New Year's Eve show to begin us here in this year. So This book is really awesome. It's going to be all over the place for our gifting suites. We've got bookmarks and we're going to really spread the message about this. But what makes her book really unique and special is the QR code inside. You guys can stop and reflect on that chapter and actually rewind it for yourself mentally and apply it. But she really did use technology in the book, which I'm trying to find the QR code. I just love that. So here it is. So after that thought, that chapter, she highlights that, which I absolutely love. All right. So guys, please watch for announcements so that you can stream the film, the full 90 minutes. It's coming out in Q1 of this year. I will make an announcement on what platform it's going to be on. I'm really excited about it. And thank you for your patience and your support on that. All right. We have one more guest, but again, you know, I had two people coming out of Chicago, so I want to be patient with them and make sure that they make it. I want to also shout out I want to give out a shout out to Felton Calhoun at La Casa del Camino. They have been with us with the show for so many years. I'm not doing any placements with them this year, but I am always in contact with them, always working with them. So I want to just take time to say thank you, La Casa del Camino, for being with me in this little show and all your help. I know that they're exploring other opportunities and we're still in business together to do a lot of other cool things. But thank you so much for standing by the show and being so supportive and, you know, always being a friend. I was just there the other day, guys. If you want a staycation, if you're looking for a place that's really cozy by the ocean, it's right in between Los Angeles and San Diego. It's perfect. It's right here in Laguna on the ocean, La Casa del Camino. They're known for their rooftop bar. The fireplace is 365 days. It's cozy and it's beautiful. It's literally on the beach. So check them out and make sure that you tell them Monique from the Startup with Monique LaRay sent you. All right. What else? I also want to be tweaking some things. I'm going to be tweaking some things with the wine caterers, you guys, but we are still doing stuff with the wine caterers, my wine tasting brand. I will give you updates on that. I'm excited to work with Leah to design some things. We're still doing custom labels. If you have a special event, an anniversary, a wedding, a memorial, any celebration of life, we can do custom labels for you. So you can pick your varietal and you can just reach out to Leah at michaelsolbrookfamilywines.com. It's named for her father. She's taken over the business after his departure. So we would love to help you with that. They have Merlot, Cab Sauv, Chardonnay, and Rosé. So definitely tell her that Monique sent you here from the Startup. All right, Sam. Well, we're hoping that our other guest comes by, but it looks like they might not. So I'm going to go ahead and do something a little different, you guys, for the show for the last few minutes here. Where is it? I'm excited for a couple of things here. Let's see. We have a guest coming on the show very soon. His name is James J. Brosnahan, okay? And he wrote a book called Justice at Trial. So he's a lawyer, and I'm just going to read a little something. I'm going to cue it up for when he comes on the show next time. Here on The Startup, we talk about all brands, all startups, all different diverse people who are doing one thing and leveraging it really well to do the next, okay? So this person is, he's got some great reviews here. He's not only just an amazing lawyer, but he's got some amazing achievements here too. Justice at Trial is a courtroom battles and groundbreaking cases. In everything from just gender discrimination to freedom of the press, voting rights, refugees, sexual harassment, false imprisonment. Mention any headline in the nightly news and legal legend James Brosnahan has tried a case. He's a Harvard legal giant. Lawrence Tribe calls him a lion of the law. Now, Mr. Bronson offers an upfront row seat in the courtroom as he goes before the bar with his memoir, Justice at Trial. I'm excited that I got my hands on this thing. I bet there's some juicy things in here. It's funny how we really love some crime stuff, right? In America, we love to hear, but I like a comeback story. I like when someone has been through the ringer. I don't like that they had been through the ringer, but I like that they come back. And this is going to be a really good read. I got to break into this, but it's not so thick, you guys. It's got about, oh, let's see how many pages it's got. Well, the about the author, 251 pages. That's not bad. Mr. Brosnahan, I hope I'm enunciating your name right. I cannot wait to have you on the show. It's a pleasure to have my hands on your book. Congratulations. This is really cool. And I look forward to diving deep on this. Maybe you can inspire some legal eagles, feature legal eagles there. Also, guys, you know, there's this brand that I really love as well. And I think we tagged it before. We'll go ahead and give you another little plug. And it's Amour Propre. It's a homemade soap. And she is local here in Orange County, female-owned, self-starter, Tahira. Christy, thank you so much for all that you do and everything. And I'm so glad her soaps smell so good and she makes it with love. So it's live in love. And that's kind of her mantra for her brand. I think that's it, guys. I think that's all I have for this first show in 2024. I'm sorry. Shout out to my Chicago people. Sorry that you didn't make it. I know that there's a blizzard. Maybe we can have you back really soon. And Sam, you got anything else for me? Sam's going on 16 years on this show. I cannot believe it. On the air, right, Sam? 16 years on LA Talk that when you created it? He types. He can't talk to me, but he types. That's right. 16 years. This is going to be in the fall. It'll be year 5 for me. So I just want to say thanks, guys, to everybody who has been with us since the beginning. It's been rough to juggle and keep it going and through a pandemic and in an airport. I remember one show I was doing a show in Israel at the airport or Turkey on the tarmac. I mean, it was really nuts at times, but I'm really grateful for everybody who stuck by us, and we're going to just grow. Right now we're streaming on Twitter or X, LinkedIn, Instagram. We repost the banner and sometimes some clips, YouTube and Facebook. And I think we're looking to expand that. We're always going to be with Sam, so know that. But if we do expand to another place, it's only to gain more eyes on the content. What do you guys want to see on the show? Who have we not covered? Because I feel like we've covered everything from skincare to energy to food to wellness and to travel and law and transportation. So I want you guys to jump in the comments and please tell us what we haven't covered in the past years. We're at show 174, and I really want to get to a large number of shows that is diverse, okay? And I want to appeal to a larger crowd. So your feedback really helps. You can also send us an email, thestartupwithmoniquelarey@gmail.com, and we would love to hear from you there. I want to say Q2, there will be a lot less traveling. There might be one trip to Greece, but other than that, we'll be here. So we're even toying with the idea of going into the studio again if that happens. We'd like to do that once a week. That could be fun. You know, being remote is good. It gives me flexibility, but we would probably like to have that. So if you are interested in being in studio in the future, if that's even an option, I'm hoping and praying that that is, you can send us an email and tell us about your brand, your startup. I also want to know from entrepreneurs, what are you having trouble with after conception phase? So after you've gotten your SWOT, you've got your game plan, you have your mission statement, you have your investment, or you're not sure how you're going to do it, I want to know what your next step challenge is. For all entrepreneurs, it's different. For me, of course, it was the money, right? I'm single by myself. I'm trying to figure it out. I want to know today, what is the issue? After you've come up with the idea, you know who it's for, you know who you're catering to, what's the challenge on getting started up, right? I want you to email us. I will read some letters live on the air. I would like to have those people who write in come on. I would really love to see how we can help support you. We are going to be back with our homeless feed this Thanksgiving. I want it bigger and better than ever, live from Skid Row and downtown LA. That's something we have to do every year. We will be doing an Oscars event. We're going to switch it up this year, but there's going to be a lot of exciting things coming up and new collaborations. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. Happy New Year. I want to hear from you. Please don't be afraid to jump in the comments, send an email, tag me. As long as you know you keep it cool, it's not anything messed up, I'll probably respond. If it's negative and messed up, I probably won't. But I want to thank our guest today, Alice Chun. And she's got an amazing invention that lights up some things and helps people around the world. Thank you to Kiva Napper from Beautiful Butterflies and our other two guests that are in Chicago. I sure hope you guys are okay and safe, and we will definitely check them next time. As always, what will you start up today? Happy 2024. I'll see you guys next Sunday. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larey, only on LA Talk Radio.